Another layer added to her general cognitive dissonance, she thought, as she washed her hands, the power book shutting down on the sink counter. In the mirror, her Mondrian haircut still worked. She put the power book back into her bag. Having recrossed the wonky grid of flour, she found Alberto and Bobby sitting at one of the tables in Aeron chairs. These had the down-at-heels look that came of having been purchased for some subsequently failed startup, seized by deputies, auctioned, resold. There were holes in the carbon-gray see-through mesh, where lit cigarettes had touched the taut material. Strata of blue smoke drifted under the bright lights, reminding her of stadium shows. Bobby's knees were drawn up to his chin, the non-existent heels of his Keds clone winkle pickers caught in the gray mesh of the Aeron seat. In the litter on the table he'd turned the chair away from, she made out Red Bull cans, oversized waterproof marking pens, and a candy-like scattering of what she rather reluctantly recognized as white Lego bricks. Why white? She picked one up as she took her own Aeron, twirling on it to face Bobby. Are these the brown M&Ms of locative computer art? Was it the brown ones they wanted? Asked Alberto from behind her. Or was it the brown ones they didn't want? Bobby ignored him. More like duct tape. They're handy if you need to patch electronics together and don't want to scratch build a chassis. If you stick to one color, it's less confusing visually. And the white's easiest on the eye and easiest to photograph components against. She let the Lego roll back into the palm of her hand. But you can buy them that way? A bag of just white ones? Special order. Alberto says you're like a producer. You agree? Bobby studied her from behind the forelock. In some very vague, overgeneralized way. Sort of. How did you get into this? I was working on commercial GPS technology. I'd gotten into that because I'd thought I wanted to be an astronomer, and I'd gotten fascinated with satellites, the most interesting ways of looking at the GPS grid, what it is, what we do with it, what we might be able to do with it, all seemed to be being put forward by artists or the military. That's something that tends to happen with new technologies generally. The most interesting applications turn up on the battlefield or in a gallery.
But this one's military to begin with.
Sure, he said. But maybe maps were too. The grid's that basic. Too basic for most people to get a handle on.
Someone told me that cyberspace was everting. That was how she put it.
Sure. Then once it everts, then there isn't any cyberspace, is there? There never was, if you want to look at it that way. It was a way we had of looking where we were headed, a direction. With the grid, we're here. This is the other side of the screen, right here.
He pushed his hair aside and let both blue eyes drill into her. Archie, over there, she gestured in the direction of empty space. You're going to hang him over a street in Tokyo.
He nodded.
But you could do that and still leave him here, couldn't you? You could assign him to two physical locations. You could assign him to any number of locations, couldn't you?
He smiled.
And who'd know he was here then?
Right now, if you hadn't been told it was here, there'd be no way for you to find it unless you had its URL and its GPS coordinates. And if you have those, you know it's here. You know something's here anyway. That's changing, though, because there are an increasing number of sites to post this sort of work on. If you're logged into one of those, have an interface device, he pointed to the helmet, a laptop and Wi-Fi, you're cruising.
She thought about it. But each one of those sites, or servers, or portals,
he nodded, each one shows you a different world. Alberto's shows me River Phoenix dead on a sidewalk. Somebody else's shows me, I don't know, only good things, only kittens, say. The world we walk around in would be channels.
She cocked her head at him. Channels?
Yes. And given what broadcast television wound up being, that doesn't sound so good. But think about blogs, how each one is actually trying to describe reality.
They are?
in theory. Okay. But when you look at blogs, where you're most likely to find the real info is in the links. It's contextual, and not only who the blog's linked to, but who's linked to the blog. She looked at him.
Thanks.
She put the piece of white Lego down on the table beside the origami beautiful packaging from someone's new iPod. There were the instructions and warranty papers, still heat-sealed in their vinyl bag. A thin white cable, factory-coiled in another smaller bag. A bright yellow rectangle, larger than the Lego. She picked this up, letting her fingers do the thinking.
Then why aren't more people doing it? How's it different from virtual reality? Remember when we were all going to be doing that?
The yellow rectangle was made of die-cast hollow metal, covered with glossy paint, part of a toy. We're all doing VR every time we look at a screen. We have been for decades now. We just do it. We didn't need the goggles, the gloves. It just happened. VR was an even more specific way we had of telling us where we were going, without scaring us too much, right? The locative, though, lots of us are already doing it. But you can't just do the locative with your nervous system. One day you will. We'll have internalized the interface. It'll have evolved to the point where we forget about it. Then you'll just walk down the street. He spread his arms and grinned at her.
In Bobbyland, she said.
You got it. She turned the yellow thing over, saw Made in China in tiny bas-relief capitals. Part of a toy truck. The box on the trailer. Container. It was a toy shipping container. And that was what the rectangular volume of wireframe had represented, full scale. A shipping container. She put the miniature down beside the white Lego, without looking at either.